Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Energy is Changing the World. You know, I'm your host, Tawanda Allen. Great show all the time. Thank you so much for you all enduring the wonderful Mercury retrograde we had. And things are still kind of in wherever it is, but moving right along. Got a great guest today, Nicole Duran. Just blessed to come across her at a school I attended here in Arizona. Reiki master, shaman. She does yoga. Just an international woman doing some great things. And I want to talk to her today about what she's doing, what she's been up to, and what the rest of 2015 has in store for Nicole. So, Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much for showing up. As you see, I just briefly introduced you, which is vaguely nothing compared to who you really are. But I just appreciate you showing up on the Energy is Changing the World today. And if possible, be so kind just to let the callers know who Nicole Duran is.
Thanks. Who am I? Well, currently, I have a Reiki healing practice in Phoenix. I've been at 24th Street in Camelback for almost 4 years, having a great opportunity to offer hands-on healing and energy clearing and energy balancing to the community. And we're popping off. We have a lot of things we're able to do together, and we're putting a big festival together called Neo Tribal, The Gathering. It's ceremony. It's 3 days of camping and honoring and bringing together many tribes, many walks of life, many nations. March 20th for the spring equinox. So I've been putting a lot of energy and focus towards that. Yeah.
Fantastic. Maybe so kind of let us know, how did you come into this work?
How did I come into this work? I think I had kind of a rough upbringing. You know, I had a lot of family stuff, and I've always been really creative, so I've always gravitated towards healing and arts and music and just any kind of creative expression. So I found Southwest Institute of Healing Arts in 2000. I was in a good place, a new mom, and wanted more, and I found the healing arts. So I've stayed strong with it, and I've been self-employed for 4 years, and life is good, and I feel like I have a lot to share with others, to empower others to do this work and create an abundant life for themselves doing this work. So that's where we are.
I know a lot of people know of me. I was blessed, like I said, come across you at Sweet Hall. And I was blessed to be able to attend some of the Reiki classes there, too. For those who don't know who Reiki is, maybe you can share with them what Reiki is to you, Nicole.
Yeah, that's great. Reiki is typically taught as a traditional hands-on healing practice that was brought to us from Japan in the 50s. But as we explore, and as I've traveled around the world wanting more Reiki information, you know, I realized that it comes from the ancient times of, you know, Tibet, and it's all through India. When I went there, they have a lot of schools that say yoga Reiki, Reiki yoga. And I thought I was the only person that really combined them. I found out that's not true. So Reiki has helped me language a lot of practical, helpful, holistic words so that people can actually apply this. I've also worked with a lot of Native American medicine healers, and they call, you know, Reiki the altar of the hands, which is also placing the hands on the body and having purity of thought, you know, purity of vision, purity of speech. So, you know, I've had a lot of teachings around how to deliver this healing vibe or this healing medicine. So it's kind of a little...
I know a lot of folks know I'm into wellness, and just blessed to come across a lot of people like yourself who are intuitive, a lot of yogis, a lot of people doing a lot of different modalities that people really may not be clear about what they do. And I appreciate you elaborating on that, because people hear so many different things. And because of your track record, I just think it's so fantastic that you're able to come on to Energy is Changing the World and really share with people how you came into the work you're doing and how Reiki can really help somebody's life?
Thank you. Yes, it's very helpful. I offer most of my healing through massage because I feel like more people, you know, will sign up for a massage as opposed to healing. I think the word healing can kind of freak people out as far as a general languaging. But I'm a massage therapist. I've been for over 10 years, and I know how important it is for the physical body to receive that oxygen and blood flow. And in that, I get to do a lot of really powerful clearing work. So we start clearing the physical body, emotional body, mental body, so we can connect with the spiritual body. And in my practice, I have been working with people on how to breathe. So we've been incorporating a lot of pranayama and clearing through the breath work while they're actually receiving massage. And the results are amazing. I mean, people would come in one way and leave a total different way. You know, very clear, very centered, very connected. So I love the work, and I'm happy to share. And I have a mentorship program where I work with people on their different initiation levels of clearing, really. You know, it takes time to clear some of these patterns and to come into our own power of healing. So I support however long that takes for people. We do yoga together. We do shamanic land journeys. I take some of my mentors with me to sweat lodges and some other medicine wheel walks and labyrinth, you know, journeys. And it's really beautiful, actually, that we get to,
I wanted to touch base on that. But at the moment, Nicole, be so kind to let the listeners know where they can contact you for additional information for any services.
Yeah, absolutely. The website is raisethevibration.org, and my phone number, I'm very, you know, people-friendly. I'm happy to answer questions. My phone is 602-751-7872. I am located in Phoenix, but I do get around quite a bit. I travel with some different conscious festivals and attend a lot of workshops and lectures to just keep benefiting my path. So happy to share anything I can about this work and how to bring it out to others.
I'd like to know, how did Raising the Vibration come about?
That's a great question. I actually started my first business, what I'd call it, a project with a man named Barney Cannon, who also went to SWEHA. And we started a little company called Reiki Water. And we had this huge vision to bless the water and share the high vibration, you know, with people that just simply needed water. Well, the project was very short-lived because we were using plastic water bottles. So right out the gate, I realized that we were not helping the planet, that we were wasting and creating more plastic garbage. So Raise the Vibration was quickly born, and it was about consciousness and about really supporting everything and everybody to be better and to raise the vibration of anything that we're doing. So I got into composting and recycling, and I helped bring recycling to many places in Phoenix, because in Phoenix, Arizona, you actually have to pay for recycling, most of the businesses. So I did fundraisers and things to get people just simply recycling, you know, when I first began this journey. And now we're putting together a large event called Neo Tribal, The Gathering. And the website for that is neotribalthegathering.com. And it's a 3-day camping, ceremonial, family-style, outdoor, beautiful festival in Goodyear. And what we've been able to do is fundraise about $6,000 in cash, and then a lot of things for trade or for sponsorship, to actually create this huge festival where we are going to have a catered lunch for 60 elders from an indigenous retirement community. These elders are 55 and older. The only thing that makes them part of this community is that they were born in a reservation, so they don't have the documents to work. And so, therefore, they're stuck in the system. So we acknowledge that, and a lot of them are from other countries, and a lot of them are from reservation areas nearby, and most of them are healthy and clear, and they're just a product of the system. So we thought it was time to kind of speak out into our system, and we're going to honor these elders by letting them speak, letting them meet the community. We have blankets and sage and a lot of beautiful things that we've been able to create to offer them in a ceremonial style. And I am creating this event, but really my project is the Healing Garden. So I've been able to recruit many different healers and readers and people that want to help offer hands-on healing to just get this thing out in the open, to bring this awareness that this is actually, this works, and it's healthy, and it's natural, and it's free. So we have a lot of volunteers offering services, and I've just been organizing that for a few months now, and it's looking good. Looks like we're going to have about 1,000 people a day, and it's very inexpensive. We're asking $111 for 3 days. And for anybody listening on the show today, I have a discount code for them. And the discount code gets you 13% off. And that code is Reiki. So it's R-E-I-K-I. So if anybody's interested in that, please come. We have day passes, and it's going to be very beautiful. Yeah.
I was so excited. I'm like, I'm eager to ask you the question, but I should have known Nicole would just jump right in there. Because I really was interested in talking about. That's how we came about. I was blessed. Our dear friend in common, you know, wonderful Sinead and Linda Dean, and she shared with me the work you were doing. And of course, I just had to jump on it. And I was just so excited just to support you, even if I was going to be in town or not, and just how it's taken off. And what I like to talk about, Nicole, really the significance of this event, because that's why I jumped on it. I just know out here in Arizona, for people that may not know, there's a lot of going on in the energy. Well, one, we all know everything is energy. So it's energy.
Yes.
And there's a lot going on that's seen and unseen. And there's a lot going on here that could be a state here in Arizona. Is possibly can elaborate on that and just how vital and important this activity is, just for folks just not to come, but for people just to support no matter where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a ceremony time. I mean, we're meeting on March 20th, which is the first day of spring. It starts off the first day of Aries. It's also a solar eclipse, which is really beautiful. That kicks us into a 12-month cycle of healing. And the eclipses clear a lot of illusions. So this ceremony is about forgiveness, you know, healing, and the arts. So we have a lot of music. We have live art. We have spoken word. And everybody is here to bring positive messages. So this is a family-friendly event, and we want kids there. We want youth there. And we've been painting signs and just getting the kids really excited. And it's going to be quite beautiful, very beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Once again, when Sinead shared me what you were doing, of course, Nicole's doing anything. Like, how can I get involved? How can I just really support and be a service? And I just found that when I post that information for you, all the different pages that I belong to, and then I start, you know, connecting with people on Native American pages, and they start liking the information. So I just desired you really to share with everyone how, because I know this is important. It's a lot going on the planet, like I said, that energy is going on, it can be seen and unseen. And how can we show up and be willing to be a service? Because once again, if I have something to do with this or not, I know Nicole was making the planet a better place. And how can we support you in doing that? And supporting you is supporting the planet.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak and share. You know, I've been deep into a private yoga practice for about the last year, which is helping me keep it all together. There's a lot of details.
I was going to ask you, how do you maneuver the energy with all the projects you're doing and keep your sanity?
It's the practice. It's yoga, and honestly, offering massage is such a beautiful way to rejuvenate yourself, because when we start kicking on the Reiki, we know we get as much as we receive. So the busier I am at work, the more fuel I have, the more spirit I have dancing around me. So I'm really happy to offer body work. I say just try it out. It puts you in your own center. You know, it helps us really clear away any chaos or confusion or, you know, illusion that can build up and, you know, weigh us down. So we have a very high vibe community of people who've been doing their work. This festival is all about service. I've personally raised probably about $3,000 in 3 months, just hitting the community. We've gotten donations from Walmart, from Home Depot, just really working hard. And it's going to be so worth it because we're going to bring all of this ceremonial consciousness to the community and to friends and family who haven't experienced this yet, you know. So I'm excited, and thank you for your attention, and I'm honored to be on your list of speakers on this show. Everybody's really braggably beautiful, and thank you, Tawanda. Thank you, thank you.
Yes, Nicole, I know I share with you, like you said, we could talk for hours, and the show's only 30 minutes. Dive into what I choose to speak about next. Please do count once again, just to count and let the callers know where they can locate you for any additional information.
Absolutely. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and I have a house. I call it Raise the Vibration Reiki Healing Studio, and it's right on 24th Street in Camelback on the main road. We have beautiful color prayer flags out front, and you really can't miss it if you drive by. I am appointment only, so I always appreciate a phone call. I'll say that number again since we're speaking a little quick. The phone number is 602-751-7872, and I really enjoy working on couples, families, children. I do use a sliding scale, and I don't turn anyone away for lack of funds. We have plenty of community events where people can trade, you know, even painting a sign or, you know, helping out in the garden. There's many opportunities for everyone to receive here at this space. So I'm honored to share it, and I'm happy to reach out to, you know, some different people and bring Neo Tribal the gathering. We're going to have 100 drums out front of our gathering. We have a drum village. We're calling it Heartbeat. So a lot of drummers from all over the world actually are coming down to offer different drum classes, and everything's free. You know, you get your ticket and it's free. There's no extra cost really other than tipping or something like that. But so we've got a huge drum circle. We have a silent disco. So after 10 o'clock, we have 50 pairs of headphones, and we have bicycles, and we have a DJ. And that's going to be fun. We have two huge stages. One of them is the Neo Tribal stage, and that is a big amphitheater. So it's outdoors. It's just, the view is amazing. You can see all of the land for the Gila River Reservation, which is where we're doing this event. And we chose to do this event here at Estrella Mountain Regional Park because they are protecting petroglyphs, and they're really conscious about land and land conservation. We understand about mining and the dangers of mining, and they do too. So, again, we like to support people, places, and things that are really making a difference and show that the community cares and raise the vibration of what everyone's doing. So we're going to be doing nature walks up to and around some of the hieroglyphics, which we have special permission to do. But also we have a family village. They're going to be performing. You know, they have lots of different shows with lots of different kids dressed up, and we're going to have face painters and the healing garden. So far I have about 25 healing art, brilliant Reiki master friends coming with tables to offer complimentary healing, body work. You know, it's a beautiful networking opportunity. And the coolest thing is that everybody has contributed to this event, you know, financially and with what we're bringing. You know, we're going to only be catering organic food. We have 4 food trucks so far. We're still looking for another one. And we have a little bit of room for vendors. So it's exciting. I'm going to be vending there. I'm going to be offering some gift certificates at a reduced price and meeting new friends. So maybe we'll see you there. Don't be shy. come out.
It'll be fun. Thank you so much, Nicole. You know, I'd like to dive into a few other things also, but I'd like to know, how did this shaman event you have coming up materialize?
Yeah, that's a great question. I worked with Sinead Linda Dean, who was your speaker, I think last week or two. She became my teacher, my counselor, a mentor, very strong in 2000 when I started SWEHA. She was my first class, my first teacher, and I walked in pretty miserable. I didn't think I was miserable, but I was, and she really stayed with me for a while, and I took a Reiki mentorship program with her for about 2 years. After taking all the Reiki things that were offered at the school, I just needed more. So she was able to really ground with me. I saw her a couple times a month for private counseling and took classes and volunteered. And thank God I did, because I know what I'm doing now. And she also offered a shamanic mentorship program, which really introduced a lot of the fundamental healing tools and practices. And she really just held great space for me. And I see a system of healing, and I offer that now. I just share what worked for me and what pulled me through a lot of painful times, dark times. You know, these things come up. I had a lot of death in my life, a lot of grief, and she was able to really transform that for me into a way that my heart just blew out, and it's never really ever shrunk down again. So I love sharing that heart medicine and that heart space, and I love making a difference. I worked with teens and youth in behavioral health for 12 years. I worked with kids that did not want to be alive, and they had all the perfect reason, you know, but we had to get them through it. So a lot of what we did was get the kids really figuring out who they were through music, art, dance, and then speaking. So a lot of these kids, I would help to motivate them to share their story to other kids who had been through these things, and that was the medicine. So there was this really vulnerable sharing and getting bigger than what was ailing us. And we went out and we did events at the Capitol. I was able to help change a lot of laws and rules that kept kids in the foster care system just really limited. And we're not done. I mean, there's a lot of injustice, and Arizona is ready for a big wake-up call from all of us beautiful people that really, really do care. And I'm proud of Phoenix. It's a very affordable city to live in. You know, we can eat healthy food and make a big difference. It's a good time to be here. So,
no, I truly appreciate you sharing all that, because I really didn't know. Of course, I tell people Sinead is like big. Sinead is everything. You know, she's bigger than life. But I believe probably that was our connection. I know I felt so much about you, but you know, I'm very passionate and blessed and cured, and don't have children of my own as of yet, but cured and loved for many. And just, I appreciate you sharing how this work can really help young people. And that's what's, again, that's my work too. How can we get them at a certain age where we can really help them love themselves?
Absolutely.
And help them do that.
Absolutely. Self-love, self-care. I offer a very nurturing massage. You know, I mean, I feel like my work is deep and effective without having to really hurt people. Reiki is traditionally a quarter pressure touch. So I'm gentle and careful with that touch, because I know that we have deep levels of releasing and trusting, and it's an honor to work with people that closely. I never really thought I would do massage. I wasn't a real touchy person, and I think I was more of a ew. Like, I couldn't imagine touching somebody's feet or anything like that. And after I really learned about this work and saw that you physically need to touch someone, you know, if they have grief issues and you put your hand on their heart and you let them breathe, it's huge. So I'm really happy to break through any barriers of intimacy and love and sharing, and really change the way that we're raising our kids and the way that we're treating each other. I'm happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing that, Nicole. I just, that was our connection. I knew, I used to hear that Nicole's a Reiki lady. I'm like, what is a Reiki lady? And I heard, of course, one time I was off opportunity to go to New Zealand, and I had a couple other things going on at the same time. And then I heard you're out of the country, and you're doing this, and you were doing that. I'm like, where is Nicole at now? And to be able to jump on this and really just offer, really me being like the new kid on the block, but you know, the energy is changing the world. A year and a half and over 1,000 listeners, somehow Spirit blessed me with the ability to speak, and how I was able to create a platform for people like yourself who's really doing extraordinary things in the world, and bring that to Blog Talk Radio for the world to hear. You know, I'm honored.
Yay, thank you. Another fun thing is we're having a pre-party here right now for NACO and Medicine for the People. If you haven't heard of this music, please check it out. It will change your life. NACO is NAHKO, and I've been following these guys around for a while, and their lyrics just give it all to us. You know, they're brilliant. They're going to be playing in Phoenix tonight at a sold-out show. And we are Neo-Tribal is... all of our crew is going. We promoted this event, and it sold out the first week, pretty much just with us. Unfortunately, no one else really could buy the tickets. Apparently, we need another venue. So I'm really happy to be promoting these high-vibe events, and they're changing. You know, we do drum circles at cancer treatment center, retirement homes. We do hospice work. We work with kids. I mean, we're just getting started. This is our first year of doing this festival, and I can promise you that we will definitely be bridging this into more of the system and more of the services that are being offered for our kids and for our youth. I mean, they're ready. They need their culture, and we've got a lot of it. So let's do this. So, Wanda?
Fantastic, Nicole. I share with you, I knew the time would go by. We're talking about a couple of minutes left in the show. Nicole, what does 2015 have in store for Nicole Duran?
That's a great question. I have a calendar full of events from now until the end of the year that I am just really proud to buckle down and show up stronger. I've been doing a lot of these events, you know, sporadically for the last, say, 6 years. And I finally am realizing that I can do all of them this year. I just need to ground and focus. And I've been offering more merch so I can do that. And I can also speak more. And I can teach yoga and Reiki classes or just attend. So I have a lot of those, and I'm happy to share. I'm working on my calendar of events for the website to let other people know that there's life-changing events all over, you know, but I'm real picky because what I have to share with others is organic. It's only what I've been to, and, you know, I'm really willing to stand behind the production of many of these. But Neo-Tribal is going to kick it off March 20th to the 22nd. That's going to be our ceremony to really open up these gates of, you know, higher existence, higher consciousness. There we are.
Fantastic. Love to let once again thank all the callers and listeners for calling in on it. Energy is changing the world. Please know all information about Nicole can be found on my website. Actually, please forgive me. Retract that. My website is being revamped, so it's no longer up right now. Please connect with me on Facebook. I have a fan page on there, Tawanda M. Allen. Personal page, fan page. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Google+. Nicole's information will be here on Blog Talk Radio. It's all over my website. Please support these events. Anyone you know that's going to be in the Arizona area, anyone coming into the country, just looking to have a great time. They're just doing some great work, and just very grateful to be a part of this. Nicole, I thank you so much for showing up today.
Of course. What an honor. Thank you. I feel it. I feel the movement. My original vision of Raise the Vibration was radio TV, and I used to work in radio with my dad, who was the general manager of many different radio stations since I was one. So I've always had this vision to fuse the radio vibes to reach more people and the healing vibes of my really intimate one-on-one practice. So thanks for spreading the word. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you being available. I want you to know you always have a seat on Energy is Changing the World, no matter where Tawanda Allen plans to be. And once again, thank everyone for supporting us, supporting me, and have a fantastic week.
Okay. Thank you so much. Many blessings.